courage to change, one day at a time, in Al-Anon. August 10th. At an Al-Anon meeting, we discussed the way our housekeeping habits reflected the effects of alcoholism. One person shared that his life felt completely unmanageable unless his house was perfectly neat. Tidiness gave him an illusion of control. Others, including me, spoke of floors so strewn with clothes, books, and papers that we could not cross the room without stepping on or tripping over something. I had always considered this just a bad habit until I heard someone share that this clutter was her way of keeping people at a distance, isolating. Then I remembered that in the house where I grew up, clutter had served just this function. I was always afraid to invite friends over because everything was too messy. It was uncomfortable to realize that I was doing the same thing in adulthood that had kept me isolated as a child. Today's reminder. By taking a fresh look at what I thought of as just a bad habit, I can free my life of some clutter today. I can consider hidden motives for that habit without condemning myself or my family. Clutter doesn't have to be physical. I may also find areas of my mental, spiritual, or emotional life that are in disarray. I can heal without making moral judgments about myself or others. The Al-Anon program can give me a new view of my world by helping me to see myself more clearly. One Day at a Time in Al-Anon, from the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.